One of the great moments that I had in the history of my creativity was when I made this Shiva sculpture. I have a great friend called Pedro Kuperman, who came to see a show I had at the Stedelijk in Amsterdam, and he understood what I was looking for, which I still didn't understand. He understood that I was looking for a kind of intimacy with the objects, an intimacy with the act of creation itself. He understood that I was trying to remove the distance between the object and the creator. So he said, I'm going to ask you to do something, but you're going to have to agree to do it before I tell you what it is. And I said, fine, because I trusted him. Uh-huh. And he said, make me a Shiva. So I made this Shiva out of Murano glass, 14 feet tall, kind of like the Encyclopedia on Glass. And it's a combination of three great dancers, Shiva Nataraja in an incarnation of the dancer, Josephine Baker and Carmen Miranda. And I depicted him like he's jumping out of a ring of roses, out of the garden, as opposed to a ring of fire. And he's, in my mind, he's sort of self-exiling. Both Carmen Miranda and Josephine Baker were notorious, not only for their dance, but for being famous exiles. The day came, it was done, and I called up Pedro and said, come and look at my Shiva. And he came and he looked at it and he said, great, you got it. I said, I got what? He said, you learned your lesson. And I said, what lesson? And he said, what did you tell me to look at? And I said, I asked you to come and look at my Shiva. What do you think of my Shiva? And he said, so, you got it. And I said, just spell it out for me. And he said, if you had made a painting of Christ, what would you ask me to look at? And I said, what do you think of my painting of Jesus? And he said, what's the difference? And then I understood.
Sure.
I dropped the word sculpture. Mm-hmm. And the interesting about that, that is a form of manifestation. Because it doesn't matter whether I believe in it or not, because I'm not a religious person. But you could put this sculpture in India and it will eventually be worshipped as a manifestation of the Shiva. So there are things that are manifestation that are not abstraction or representation. Duchamp tried to talk about this when he talked about the inframins, meaning the ultra-thin, the things that cannot be represented or abstracted, that can only be pointed at. For example, if you sit on a chair that somebody else sat on before and the warmth is still there, I mean, how are you going to abstract or represent it? You need to experience it.
Right.
It needs to be it. Perception is everything, and something needs to contain that perception. And for the artist, you always ask, where does the meaning actually reside? How is it contained? Do you project it? Is it there on its own? These are questions that I'm always asking myself.